Proclamation number 3514 of 15th of August, 1945. God's Word. Awakened disciples. And my word is preached everywhere by those I have called to it, yet only a few obey my word. I can offer people the most delicious by conveying my word to earth myself. Few only pay attention to my gift and allow themselves to be delighted by it. And yet, it is the most precious thing that can be offered to people on earth, for it contains the strength by means of which they can reach me. It is proof of my love for people that I make direct contact with them, although I make use of my awakened disciples on earth through whom I speak to people. Yet how few recognize my great love and are grateful for the gift of grace. How few recognize it as my word, as the expression of my love, and allow themselves to be permeated by my strength. But these do not take their path of life unsuccessfully, they will reach the aim, they will find union with me because my word draws them inexorably. Because my word is me myself and I no longer leave anyone out who accepts me into his heart. They will mature in their souls, they will mature in knowledge and in the happier feeling of belonging to me they will already find their bliss on earth, even though hardship and suffering still accompany them for the sake of their fellow human beings who are without any knowledge. My word gives strength to endure adversity and suffering because I myself will then assist the person who takes refuge in the word, in me. My word gives inner peace, for where I am all waves will be smoothed and all storms will pass which threatened the earthly child in the lost days before the end. My word goes to all those who desire it from the bottom of their hearts. Wherever and however it is offered to them, it will then have strength if it is desired and the desire for me and a hungry heart accepts it. Then the proclaimer of the word will also carry my spirit within himself so that the word will reach the human being's heart without error, for then I myself will speak through him in order to offer the desiring earthly child the bread of heaven, even if the proclaimer is not yet called by me to exercise his ministry. Yet I always comply with the desire for truth, and thus no person who desires to be instructed in truth need fear false teachings. But if a proclaimer is still unawakened in spirit, the word will fall flat on the listener's ears until they have a deep desire for my word, for my comfort and encouragement. It is different, however, when one of my awakened disciples proclaims the gospel, then even lukewarm people can be touched by the power of my word. The desire for truth, for my word, can awaken in them and intensify so that they are deeply impressed and beneficially feel the strength of my word. And therefore I awaken people everywhere through whose mouth I speak to them in order to win them for my kingdom. For anyone who has once felt the strength of my word will always desire it again, and my word can take effect in him. Yet only a few direct their mind spiritually, only a few seek their peace outside of the world, and therefore I can only approach a few in the word. But I bless these few and am with them until the end, which is near, in order to stand by them in the lost battle from which they will emerge victorious, because I myself am their commander. Amen.